This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Todd Zwillick in Pakistan this morning. Thousands
in Pakistan?
Of, I'm sorry?
You're in Pakistan?
No, we're going to Pakistan now.
Good.
John, you're in New York, okay? But in Pakistan, thousands of people are fleeing the Swat Valley, taking advantage of the temporary lifting of a curfew there. This is after days of intense fighting between government troops and Taliban militants. We're also getting report that conditions in the refugee camps that these people are fleeing to, those conditions are harsh. The weather's hot, and the UN says some 800,000 people are living in these camps. To get the latest on this ongoing crisis, we're joined by Nazis Afros, Asia editor at our partners, the BBC. Nazis joins us from London. What is the latest from your reporters on the ground there in Pakistan?
We have been sending reporters for the last few days, ever since the refugees started arriving in the adjoining areas of the Swat Valley. One of our reporters went this morning in Mardan when we heard that the government and the army, they lifted the curfew, which they imposed in the whole of Swat Valley. And he saw hundreds of buses, trucks, and cars and taxis bringing refugees out of Swat Valley. We already know UNHCR, they had registered more than 800,000 refugees in the past 1 week or so. And the feeling is that because the curfew has been lifted, there'll be a lot more people coming out. These are the people who were completely trapped in this area, the fighting between the government forces and the Taliban, and they were running low on food. There was no electricity, no gas, so they were desperate situation. So many people would like to leave that area. And the feeling is that the total number of refugees will cross 1 million very soon.
Can you give us a sense of what it is the people are fleeing? Has the intensity of the combat picked up between government forces and the Taliban? What are they running from?
Of course, I mean, it was nearly now a week and a half, nearly a week now, that the government started their big assault in the Swat Valley. When President Zardari, Pakistani President Zardari, was in Washington talking with President Obama about the AFPAC strategy, that is the time when this offensive started. And the Pakistan government and the Pakistan Prime Minister, they made it very clear they would like to flush out the Taliban fighters from Swat Valley and the adjoining areas. So in 1 week, suddenly, there was no preparation for these people. They were not prepared for such assault, the civilians. So they were trapped in this whole battle. What the army and the military, they have done is they have built huge they have sent reinforcement in those areas. They are sending it airborne troops, airborne units, especially in the northern part of the valley, which is a bit away from the main city, Mingora. So most of the people, they are in Mingora or around Mingora. And these are the people, they're getting hit by shells from the military artillery. There is air bombardment going on.
They're being hit by shells from the Pakistani government.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So they don't know. Also, the Taliban, they are coming, they are taking shelter within the civilian population. So it's very difficult even for the Pakistan army to pinpoint, to target and pinpointed attack, to carry out pinpointed attack on the Taliban fighters. So the civilians were caught. Pakistan government and the Pakistan military are saying that they have killed hundreds of Taliban fighters, but there is no way one can verify it independently. People who are fleeing, they're saying majority of them are civilian casualties.
Nazis, we have to leave it there. The fighting continues. Thank you, Nazis Afros, Asia editor at our partners, the BBC, joining us from London, giving us reports on the latest from Pakistan.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.